Trudeau amongst first in rush to blame Israel for Gaza hospital blast. By Simon Kent on October 18, 2023. Canada Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was amongst the first to rush to blame Israel for a deadly explosion at the Ali Baptist Hospital in Gaza City on Tuesday. In the hours afterwards, Trudeau reportedly called the situation absolutely unacceptable. Speaking in French, he told reporters that it's not legal to bomb a hospital. The news coming out of Gaza is horrific, the Prime Minister said, Reuters reports. International humanitarian and international law needs to be respected in this and in all cases. There are rules around wars and it's not acceptable to hit a hospital. UN Chief Antonio Guterres also saw the action as a directed airstrike by a hostile force. Health authorities in the Hamas-run enclave claimed hundreds of people died in the explosion, which they also blamed on Israel. As Breitbart News reported, the Iranian-backed Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, terror organization was responsible for the catastrophe, due to a misfired rocket intended to kill Israeli civilians, according to the Israel Defense Forces, IDF. The IDF have since released audio they say shows the terrorists reacting once they realize their mistake. Hamas and critics of Israel rushed to blame an Israeli airstrike. News wires, like the Getty Photo Service, published unproven claims Israel had attacked the hospital, citing the Gaza Health Ministry, which is run by Hamas. The BBC's early reporting pointed a finger at Israel for the disaster. The Irish Times newspaper was also quick to rush its reportage. U.S. President Joe Biden threw his support behind Israel's account of the strike, telling Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu it appears as though it was done by the other team after landing in Israel for a high-stakes solidarity visit, as Breitbart News reported. Hamas fired back at the comments from the Israeli military, saying its outrageous lies do not deceive anyone. Israel's Arab allies blamed it for the hospital deaths, despite the military's denials, AFP reports. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, which both established ties with Israel in the Abraham Accords of 2020, condemned the Israeli attack. Morocco, another country that recognized Israel in 2020, also blamed it for the strike, as did Egypt, which became the first Arab country to normalize relations in 1979. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.